It may be hard to legally buy a handgun in New York, but jump in the car and drive down to Virginia, and you can get one pretty easily. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is trying to put a stop to that, and so he is suing out-of-state gun shop owners. Now, Virginia is fighting back. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
A felon walks into a gun shop and picks the model he wants. Next, a friend or hired hand with a clean criminal record steps in to buy the gun for him. That is known as a straw purchase. Last year, New York City hired a team of undercover investigators to travel to neighboring states and catch gun owners who were selling to straw purchasers. One member of the team would ask all the questions, and the other member, who was browsing elsewhere in the store, would then say, "Okay, I'll be the official buyer." All of this was videotaped. One of the stores snared in the sting was John's Gun and Tackle Room. John is John Kosia. He says he's thwarted many such sales over the years, but also that it's a hard crime for a store owner to police.
Sometimes a person wants to buy a gun legit, and they don't know nothing about a gun, and they will bring somebody in, you know, to pick something out, what's good for them. And you don't know, if he's picking something out for that person legitimate, or not.
John's Gun and Tackle Room is located in Pennsylvania, but Virginia is the state that leads all others in terms of New York crimes committed at the barrel of out-of-state guns. And now Virginia has passed a law barring New York investigators from setting up stings unbeknownst to Virginia authorities. Virginia Attorney General Bob McDonnell explained why the sting was bad procedure.
That's just not neighborly. It's not the way to do business. We're glad to work with New York in addressing some of their criminal justice problems. We know about their violent crime rate in the city. Fortunately, in Virginia, we have good laws and we have good law enforcement officers, and we got a very low crime rate.
Statewide, yes. But it should be noted that Virginia's second largest city, Norfolk, has more than double New York's homicide rate. And the state's capital of Richmond has a murder rate that's seven times as much as New York City's. Put another way, if New York murdered at the same rate as Richmond, there'd be an extra 3,000 bodies each year. John Feinblatt is New York's criminal justice coordinator. He argues that New York earned its record of safety through exactly the kind of smarts exemplified by the program that Virginia has just banned.
New York City is the safest big city in the country, according to the FBI, and we didn't get that way by taking a passive approach to crime. So we will continue to take creative and aggressive approaches to crime to protect New Yorkers and to protect our cops.
Feinblatt notes that the dealers investigated weren't picked at random. They were the ones who sold guns that were used in crimes four or five times as often as the average law-abiding gun dealer did. Not the point, says McDonnell. How would New Yorkers like if they were pulled over for speeding on the West Side Highway by Virginia state troopers?
This is simply about the sovereignty of Virginia's citizens.
To Feinblatt, that is an argument about turf when the real stress should be on enforcing gun laws. This week, Time magazine quoted an official from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms as saying they're far from being able to meet their own agency's goals for gun dealer inspections. Feinblatt says it's a shame that Virginia is stripping his city of a weapon in the arsenal against gun crime. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.